This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Luke Morrow is in the building. Clint Sterner is out. He'll be back Monday. You hear Tyler Beck from his migraine situation. If you're watching us on YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you. You see, Luke is... Luke's not even wearing the referee uniform. It's even further. He's wearing the warm-up. That is...
That's right. Got to get loose first.
That's deep there. The warm-up. Like,
that's awesome.
I just got to know. Like, where it was when you were like, damn it, I got to have this. Like, were you at a thrift store? Were you online late? Like, Where was it where you said, good God, the Lukester has to have this one? Probably didn't say that to yourself. But where was this purchase at?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it was the NBA store.
To the NBA
actually,
store.
Actually, I don't know. What does it say? Limited edition? I don't know. I don't know where this came from. Honestly, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think it was a gift many years ago. I've had it for a long time. So I didn't purchase this myself, but I do like it.
Like somebody bought you this as a gift.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just saying, oh, he's an NBA fan, we'll buy
that.
Or like, oh, this guy loves the referees. I'm telling you, man.
I do appreciate a good referee. Don't get me wrong.
He loves the Tim Donahue's right here. Let me give him the warm up.
That's right.
There it is. Clint would be very disappointed about this, but I'm going to send this out. I had a friend of mine take this picture of me and change the whole look of me. And I'm looking at it, man, and I'm kind of, you know, we went through the blonde thing, and thank God we've made it past that. Didn't think...
No more blonde tips.
Kind of like when Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie, when he said, you all didn't think this would ever work. I didn't think it would either, but...
The showman.
We were able to make it through.
Before you finish, by the way, too, I put out a different version of this look for you on the Sports Radio 610 Twitter if people want to go check
that
out.
Oh, did you do that? I'm thinking about shaving the head off tomorrow. I got an appointment at the barbershop tomorrow. I'm thinking about going hard. Had Luke shook his head twice. I'm thinking,
oh, no, so.
Like I put down a two and he wanted the one. He shook me off twice. I'm thinking about going just straight bald with the beard. I'm really thinking about it. Just, you know, in the summer I like to kind of cut it down. We're getting towards that, but I'm thinking about just shutting it down when my man Pete Sweeney, we had him on a couple months ago. He took a picture of it and. I'm like, man,
is that
this
my
ain't
boy,
bad
Ron?
with the glasses, with the glasses and the beard. I'm thinking about going, because sometimes you think, boy, is he gonna have a milk dud head? I do. My major concern is the remnants of what Harold left. And
okay, and that's partially where I'm going with my response to you. I think you're crazy as hell to be considering this, and
why?
You're tempting hair. You're tempting the hair gods or whatever.
I'm gonna tweet it out
or whatever took place whenever the whole Harold thing happened. Because as you remember, you had a little bit of a possible, you know, thinning or a bald spot back near Harold.
I was in a bad place.
Okay, so. After you killed Harold, and if people out there don't know, Harold was the name we gave this giant cyst on Ron's head back in the day. After you killed Harold, had him gone, all of a sudden your hair was growing and has been growing beautifully. You got a beautiful dome full of hair. I don't think you should be tempting
that
blessing you got and shaving it off. That's just me, though.
No, I hear you. I'm not afraid of it. It's just hair. I've got pretty solid growth. Someone just did. He can grow it back in 2 weeks, so why not?
That's a good point.
I think what Tyler is saying, though, is why take a chance on that hairline that you have already had struggles with?
Absolutely. It's like George Costanza in Seinfeld said, someone who has hair that shaves their head, it's like using a wheelchair just for the fun of it. Like, why give up the hair? You got great hair. Shave it off?
That's a great line. I don't know. I saw the look and I was like, hey, that ain't bad. I mean, I did a little bald look when I was in high school playing a little football, shaded off, just went with the chin strap a little bit. I'm thinking about banging this thing out.
I've never shaved mine. I've gone buzz cut several times when I was younger, but and when my dad had cancer a few years ago, I buzzed it. But other than that, I've never gone like skin, like down to where you just, I mean, that's just your skin.
I'm talking about cut it down, shave it down, shaving cream on the head, take a legit razor, shave that thing back, and then line that beard in real good.
It's not a bad look. It'd be a good look. I just wouldn't take the risk. We had my brother's best friend shaved his head.
I don't believe that you think it's that good of a look. As you ran past it, that's a good look. I was going to take the chance.
No, it is. I think you can pull it off. But my brother's best friend shaved his head like senior year of high school for a spring break trip to Florida. His hair never grew back.
It never did?
Okay, no. You can't do it. That is all I needed. You cannot do this.
The real question is, what does the wifey think of you going bald? I have not shared that with her. I have not taken that into consideration. Last time I shaved off my beard, she was not happy and refused to kiss me. So that could be shaky. Come on, Ron. Sean Pendergast is rolling over in his grave. I don't know.
Sean doesn't have a grave.
I'm in his living grave. Kick rocks.
Come on, Sean.
Save some money on some shampoo. Yeah. Somebody said go for the Kurt Menefee look. I'm not going for the Kurt Menefee look. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about doing it. Thinking about banging it out. I think my barber might try to talk me out of it. Feels like that's what B might try to do. Like, nah, man, I don't know about it.
Yeah, because then he's losing work for a while. He's got no hair to cut.
I'd probably still go in there and get the beard lined up, but not as often. I probably well, you ain't lying. Now we're talking. That's saving of the money. now we're talking, but I still got to take them two boys in there every 2 weeks anyway. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It is, man. It is a saver. It is about $50 I do save. I will say that.
On the haircut.
In the full haircut. Although I bet you a shave and a beard, he'll try to find a way to get himself up to $50.
That's crazy.
That. Yeah. Hey, by the way, as we announced earlier, Aziz Alshire got his contract restructured. They saved over $6 million on that. Earlier in the week, Nico Collins got his contract restructured, and they saved almost $10 million on that. And there are some other moves they can do that we've watched all around the NFL. The Cowboys, I swear, they've done restructures on CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. And they've saved themselves about $60 million or so under the cap. And we've watched a lot of teams have started to do this to restructure and get themselves further and further down under the cap. What does it mean, if anything, and maybe I'm just overthinking it, Is there something behind the fact that the two areas that they could go to restructure and get down the most under the cap up to this point they haven't done yet? Titus and Laramie Tunzel are the two big numbers. Now, Hunter is just really essentially on a one-year deal right now. They could go to him and just get a new extension and then restructure and lower his number and lower the cap that way if they so choose. But you would think right now, for those two guys, we can really drop the cap number by, you know, more than 10. More, like, we could save 20 if we restructure something like that. Does it say anything to you, Luke, that they haven't up to this point gone to Titus or Laramie Tunzel to restructure?
Yeah, if I were to hypothesize, I guess it's just the idea that they'd rather just bite the bullet and not commit to them any longer. You know, for Laramie, you can get out of that deal after this upcoming season. So right now, you could say, all right, 1 year at this cap hit, then we move on, or we extend and we push the money down the road, but now we're committed to him for a few more years. Don't want to do that. So that one I get. Titus is 2 years, so that's almost kind of like, you know, pick your poison. Because if you were to restructure, I don't know how much more you'd add on to that contract, how big of a difference it would be. So that one's a little more interesting to me because you have him for at least 2 more years, theoretically, where the Laramie one makes more sense. Where it's like, do we extend them or we just suck it up for 1 more year, move on after this season? But yeah, I think it's the idea of not wanting to commit longer term or keep them around longer than you have to, even if it saves you money in the here and now. It's still not worth the trade-off
if
of
you don't
having
want
them around. Yeah,
if
right.
you don't want it long. Yeah. It's that, or are they potentially working on something?
True. Or they've tried and the players have said not interested, and we don't hear that part.
That part, if that you get to the case, do you say, are they working on something? Because you just, in the back of my mind the whole way, it's like, boy, you lost a second round pick last year when you traded for Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. You've lost him. He played, 7-8 games? And now that's all. It's a second round pick for 7 or 8 games. That's a tough loss. What you then did was you used a second round pick on a tackle. Usually second round picks are guys that you, by year two, year three, want to be starting.
Mm-hmm.
He started at the end of the year and into the playoffs. It is hard for me to not think that they want that guy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At a start, they want him to play. That the plan would be for him to go another couple years, or another year at least, on the bench as a swing backup tackle. And then also, boy, I wonder how much they feel about paying a guard that's really a right tackle $18 million. If the thought is, well, the way we'll get Blake on the field is what we did at the end of the year, and that switch Titus over to left guard. That's something to watch. Could be absolutely nothing. Could be Ryan just fishing or overthinking things. And that's happened before. That's been fair. But I do find it, they've been working with these guys and not the top two guys where you could really, really restructure money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give it time. We'll see if something comes out. We talked before coming on the air, but yeah, for Titus, it'd be top six, top five highest paid guard, to your point about paying that much money for that position. But yeah, we'll see. And there's other guys too. Like you mentioned Danielle Hunter. I am curious with him if they extend him, and that's a way of, you know, restructuring, pushing some money down the road. Even we've been talking about Christian Kirk. Do you commit to him beyond this year?
Yeah, do you do
and that,
that
could
yeah.
push some money down the road too, instead of the $16.5 million. You know, this season. So,
and you're right. With Danielle Hunter, there's nothing about him where you just say, oh, man, we're good after this year.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.